Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power. Nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, April 6th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog. Also there, you can sign up to join our Chickens Hunt newsletter. You do that and get also a great Chicken Whispering t-shirts, keychains, coffee mugs, mouse pads, you name it, all right there at chickenwhisperer.net. And if you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners. So ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio and take a moment to register. This will get you your own and create everything. Then you can come on into the live chat room, sit a spell, meet some great friends all across this great land, and talk about this great lifestyle we have, keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I want to take a moment also to remind you to become a fan and a friend and be on our friends list there at Blog Talk Radio. Of course, my notes just disappeared, but that's quite all right. No problem there. And invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and be on our friends list there at Blog Talk Radio. And there it went again. Okay, so no problem. We are broadcasting live today at Walton's Garden Center. Here, and we are on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour, as many of you know. And so Jen and I, we flew in yesterday afternoon, got settled in, had a nice dinner yesterday evening, and then we're up and we're picked up by a great friend this morning and brought over to Walton's Garden Center here in East Dallas. So we're on the tour. I want to remind everybody also that tonight we will be in Terrell, or is it Terrell? Terrell. I never can get that mixed up. It's kind of all those cities in Georgia that we know how to pronounce, but no one else does. So in Terrell, Tennessee, and we'll be doing a two-hour from 6:30 to 8:30 backyard poultry. All righty, we should be back now. We had a little technical glitch, and so we are back live. And, of course, we got lots of folks in the chat room. And so if you'll go ahead, and we're going to do a sound test here in the chat room, so let us know. We're on about a 30-second delay. So now that we've got connected back up and everything is going well, then just go ahead and there we go. Yep, so it looks like we can hear us. Pat Foreman's in the chat room, and everything is back on and running live. So let me get back over here to my switchboard, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on my wonderful co-host and a poultry advocate, author, Pat Foreman. Hang on one second. There, I hear you in the background. Welcome, Pat.
Yeah, hey, Whisperer. Down there in Texas, you're in the big Longhorn country now.
How are you doing down there? Have you got your cowboy boots and your hat on?
No, don't have that. Cool. See, they're on. We're having a great time. Sorry about that little glitch there. All of a sudden, everything just went. That's what I'm casting live all over. I do want to make a correction, unfortunately, because, and this is going to be, I think, a habit that we'll have to break since we're in a different city. It seems like break this little. And so I actually said Terrell, Tennessee, but we actually mean Terrell, Texas. I apologize about that, Texans, because it's just, we just left Nashville, had such a great time there. We were home for about 24 hours, and then we flew out here to Dallas yesterday. So it's been quite the trip, quite the travel, but we're having a really fun time. So let me get back to kind of where we are at. We are broadcasting in East Garden Center, having a great time. And I want to remind everybody that tonight we'll be down in Terrell, Texas, and having a great time down there from 6:30 to 8:30. We're going to be having a chicken workshop, a backyard poultry workshop. We're going to talk about just about anything chickens. We'll be talking about the movement, how we know there's a movement going on. We'll be talking about incubation and brooding and predators and coops and you name it. And so we're going to have a really good time there. Talking about anything and everything chickens. So you can come on out tonight and join us. We're going to have a great time down there. And then this Thursday, we're going to be in Waxahachie and do a thing out down there. 2-hour workshop, 6:30 to 8:30. We'll post all those locations on our Facebook page, on Twitter, on our website. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, become a fan on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer. So how have you been, Pat?
Oh, I've been wonderful. Thank you for asking. The weather is so beautiful that I cannot stay inside. So I've been out in my garden, and I've planted a blueberry ring. I've got 6 blueberry bushes around in a ring, and I'm going to put about 18-foot-tall bamboo stakes. I've got a bamboo patch nearby, and then try to get some pool beans to grow up those, so it'll provide shelter for the little baby blueberries, grow bamboo, green beans, and then just see, then once everything is kind of grown up a little bit, I'll open up the bottom of the teepee and let the chickens in, and they can use it for shelter, protected by the overstory. So it's an experiment in progress, but I've been having more fun with it. So I'm just back here tending my own little garden, having a great time.
Yeah, I think everybody's stating that they think winter is over, but, you know, there's always, you know, this is our first warm snap, and you know how it is. And the next thing you know, there's always that that blueberry winter, I guess they call it, where we get down and have another frost. So everybody who went out and planted their tomatoes and their squash and their green beans and the marigolds, next thing you know, here comes the frost, and we got to start all over.
Yeah, well, I've got some row covers, so I'm prepared for that. I mean, having been working with a community farm up there in Burlington, Vermont, it's pretty, with my small little place, it continually, though, amazes me how much food can be grown out of a small piece of land. And, of course, it doesn't take much remade to cover that little piece of land. So, so I'm ready for the frost. If it frosts, bring it on. Now, I can't cover the trees, though. I've got about a half a dozen heritage fruit trees from Monticello, from Jefferson's home up here in Virginia. So they're a little fragile, but they do pretty well regardless. So yes,
perfect.
So that's what I'm doing today. I'm continuing to play in my own backyard.
Very good. In a little bit after their first commercial break, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Sherry Hitchcock, and she is one of the kind of coordinators of a Peep at the Coops, the Urban Coop Tour here in East Dallas. It's going to be Sunday, April 18th, 2010, from 11 to 5, and then there's a rain date, I guess, for the 25th, but they're going to have 12 creative coops, chickens, T-shirts, raffles, and 2 mobile coops. That they're going to raffle. It's awesome. And it is a self-guided tour, and she's going to be joining us after the commercial break here in a few minutes to talk all about that, all the raffles, the coops, the whole nine yards. We've got that going on today. First, I want to get over to our Chickens in the News segment. Let me get over to that here and try to get that opened up. for everybody. Yeah, make sure we get to this because it is definitely a little bit of a disturbing chickens in the news here. There we go. Oh, yeah, there it is. And I saw a couple go out, so I'm just going to read this one at first because it will upset quite a few people because we know everybody loves to keep chickens. This comes to us from Philadelphia, philly.com, story by Stephanie Farr from the Philadelphia Daily News. And, of course, it's titled, Missing Marion Chicken Meets a Violent End. Missing Marion Chicken Meets a Violent End. When two of Lauren Stelzer's pet chickens went missing last week, she put out a Facebook message to her Lower Marion neighbors. The subject line was, chickens on the lamb. But at least one lower Marion Township police officer did R the lost chickens poster that Stelzer had put up throughout the neighborhood. Ready for this? When the cop responded to a call for a large orange chicken running at large in a residential lawn, he got his firefighter friend to, ready for this, skewer Connie the chicken with a bow and arrow.
This
is what
police
told you. Yep, absolutely, absolutely. The department's opinion sure could have used much better judgment in the resolution of this issue, said Lower Marion Lieutenant Christopher Polo. Stelzer chicken's woes began March when a bloodthirsty raccoon broke into her coop and killed three of her four chickens, she stated. She adopted two more to keep the lone survivor company. You can't have just one chicken by itself. You need a little flock, she says. But on March 29th, the two new chickens flew the coop, and Stelzer, 48, took to social media and missing posters to find them. The chicken ended in a neighbor's yard. Stelzer said it took her and five others to corral the chicken and to coax it back home. There was no sign of the other chicken wherever, anywhere, she said, which is odd because chickens don't really hide. They just kind of putter around and scratch around. It wasn't until the next day when a neighbor with knowledge of the incident saw Stelzer's Facebook posting and told her of the foul fate of her dear fowl. She was very surprised and disappointed because I've been looking for the darn thing for 24 hours, she said. Here, an hour after it disappeared, they shot it with a bow and arrow. Yeah, because you just never know when that chicken's going to go and maul a three-year-old child to death, like, you know, pit bull or, you know, some of these other dogs. And again, and I just used the pit bull. I've already got a little bit of heat over that from one of our listeners, and she knows where I stand on all of that. So as we do, we'll use those dogs like the Doberman Pinscher and the pit bull and the Rottweiler and things like that. I'm a dog lover. I've got two myself, and they're very good with the vacuum. But in all of the news media that we've actually talked about over the last 2 years, we've had several news medias in our chickens in the news about those particular breeds getting into the backyards and killing the chickens. And then you always see, you know, in the news about, you know, little girls that were mauled. But here they're actually taking chickens, and the police officer called a firefighter friend. He brought his bow and arrow out and killed this little chicken scratching around. Didn't call animal. They called a firefighter friend, and it was almost, it seemed to be like a sport. So I wanted to share that with you today, like Facebook page. That's not a very chickens in the news story that we run sometimes, but over the past, we have had chickens in the news that educate our folks about the importance of not only keeping our chickens in our coops, whether it be clipping their wings, having a suitable coop, using poultry netting. So, no, I don't condone this chicken keeper's chickens getting out. It's obviously, she said, had happened before. And so here it is running at large, just like, you know, some of these owners that we complain about that let their dogs run free and then go in our backyards and kill our chickens that we're keeping responsibly. So here's a little turn of the story. As you know, here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we just, all the news, good and the bad, both ways. If a chicken owner is a little bit irresponsible, then we don't show any slack there. If a dog owner is a little irresponsible, of course, we don't show any slack there. So in this situation, it's a double whammy because, number one, the chicken owner was not keeping, apparently, her chickens responsible. She wasn't either clipping the wings, so they couldn't fly out. She didn't have poultry netting, so they couldn't fly out. Obviously, they weren't contained in her backyard, and now she had chickens running at large, which doesn't look good on the backyard poultry population. And then you have the bad judgment of the police officer and the firefighter that come out instead of calling animal control or trying to corral it or find the owner of this chicken. They just end up, you know, looks like, you know, playing a game with it and then taking the bow and arrow and then killing this pet chicken. So I think it was bad judgment on both and the police officer and the firefighter in this particular. What say you, Pat?
Well, that's a really interesting story, and I think whispers, as time goes on and people get more, as our culture and different towns and cities get more familiarity with chickens, they'll know more what to do. I think it's just something they probably panicked and they didn't know, you know, what the chicken would do if it was an attack chicken or not. Certainly there are stories that if it had been a rooster, you know, it might have come at them with his spurs, but it's just a really sad story, dang, and my heart goes out to them, but as we all know, eggs and hope and chickens spring eternal, so luckily they're pretty easy to restock, so we'll just have to, you know, bless it and let it go and get some more chickens. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree, and of course, you know, that's easy to say, I'll just get more chickens, but, I mean, you know, that's all the farm stores have them now. I can go and replace them. But, you know, this was a pet chicken. It was named. She had spent time and money and whatnot raising it. That's like saying, oh, my dog got hit by a car. I'll just go down to the store and get another one. So I don't know if it's
bad.
I don't know if it, yeah, you know what I'm saying. And I
know
you love
exactly
your chickens
what you're
too. But, but our regular listeners know because we have a lot of new listeners now because of the hatchery email blast, which was great. Thank you if you're a new listener, if you're a new fan. We appreciate you tuning in. And all of our regular listeners know kind of where I stand on this. As far as if they've listened to our chickens in the news segments in the past, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we don't cut anybody any slack on both sides, whether it be dog owner or chicken owner. It's all about responsible pet ownership. And we really emphasize that when we go to city councils and homeowners association meetings and other places to talk about chicken keeping. We not only talk about responsible pet ownership regarding backyard poultry, but responsible pet ownership, dog, cat, and everything else, and children. So y'all know where I'm at. I don't need to get any emails about I have a pet bull and it's absolutely a wonderful lap dog. I get that. I have no problems with that. But in this situation, I'm just trying to think that what the police officer and the firefighter could have been thinking is this, you know, is this an attack chicken? Is it gonna, you know, are they thinking in the back of their heads? Well, you know, we've had, you know, several dogs maul and this, you know, disfigure all these children. And what's this chicken? What harm is this chicken doing? Maybe scratching a little pine island in someone's front yard. So I'm not going to dwell on it anymore, but I'm just, you know, let our new listeners know that when we do chickens in the news, we don't cut many people slack when it comes to responsible pet ownership, whether it be chickens, dogs, cats, whatever it be. So to let folks know that I'm a dog lover. I've got two and they get along with our chickens. And, you know, because we have had several stories in the last 2 years where dogs have been shot by chicken owners. And it's a tragic story. And we explain that. But then we also explain that this could be a harsh lesson learned for the dog owners that to keep them, you know, contained on a leash like the leash law states, or to keep them in their own yard. Be a responsible owner. Same thing with the chicken. Now, I can't go out there and consciously, you know, ream the dog owners for having a dog get out and kill three chickens when now a chicken owner's let her chicken go out. And now, you know, the tragic issue was it got, you know, it got screwed by a even though it was bad judgment, same thing, just different story. Instead of a dog running loose killing chickens, now we have a chicken running loose that was just really minding its own business. So, but anyway, that was our Chickens in the News segment. You have any chickens in the news, Pat, before we go to commercial break?
Yes, I do. This, in fact, it's all about, again, taking responsibility for chickens, and this is a pretty hot issue. It's taking off the kid gloves with the industry. This is from the Baltimore Sun. I think it came in yesterday, and it's written by Winona Halter, H-A-U-T-E-R, and Robert Lawrence, and I'm going to read their credentials at the end here because they're really impressive. And the tagline is, Purdue needs to take responsibility. So here we go. We had talked about this issue earlier about small contract growers being sued because of the pollution that's being caused in the Chesapeake Bay. So here it goes. It goes, something's rotten in the state of Maryland, and it's time that a central player in one of the state's biggest industries accept their share of the responsibility for the problem. Purdue Farms, Inc. is one of the leading poultry integrators operating in the state of Maryland, contracting with hundreds of growers on the Eastern Shore who raise broiler chickens for the company. And Purdue controls the production process from start to finish. I mean, this is true. They provide the chicks. You have to buy the feed from them. I mean, they literally do a vertically integrated operation. And it even goes to the slaughterhouse and, to the wholesale distribution. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the contract growers really have little to no control over the manner in which the birds are raised. And on the other hand, the contract growers are left holding the bag in terms of the manure or any birds that don't survive in the crowded and unhygienic conditions, and they receive mere pennies per bird for payment from the integrator, which is Purdue in this particular case. In other words, the growers are saddled with all the substantial economic administrative burden of managing the flocks, including their waste, which is what this lawsuit is about, and it's a burden for which they are not compensated. Now, here's the numbers, which are amazing. They say every year the waste from nearly 300 million birds raised on the Eastern Shore they produce more than a million tons of manure and other poultry production waste that contain antibiotic-resistant diarrhea, undigested drugs, heavy metals, which we know about the arsenic, and nitrogen and phosphorus, and it goes and pollutes the water. And so the environmentalists now are taking action. The Assateague Coast Keeper and Water Keeper has filed a lawsuit and accusing them of illegal discharges of pollution into the Pocomoke River, which, of course, empties into the Chesapeake Bay. Now, Jim Perdue, the company's chairman, said that no lawsuit would have been filed if the Maryland Department of Environment had acted more quickly to grant discharge permits. So now here's Purdue saying, well, it's not our fault. We didn't get the state of Maryland to grant the discharge permits in time so that we could go ahead and keep on polluting. I mean, and we also know about the strong-arming. We talked about the school, the law clinic there at the University of Maryland has been told that it's going to lose up to $250,000 if it keeps helping these people to stop pollution that's going into the Chesapeake Bay. So I guess this is just coming to what is, I think, all of us is kind of considered just an unacceptable situation, which all is to say, let's go and promote more backyard poultry. Now, the authors of this is so impressive. Winona Hauter is the executive director of Food and Water Watch. It's a Washington-based national consumer organization. And Robert Lawrence, Dr. Lawrence, is professor of environmental health sciences, health policy, and management at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And he's director of the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. So these are no lightweights here that are saying, hey, you guys, this is just not right what's going on. It's not ethic, it's not in the public interest, and it's simply not right. So there you go. That came in from the Baltimore Sun. I love it.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that, Pat. Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. And again, I was telling Sherry, who picked me up this morning, and we were talking about that with my – in fact, you'll probably see a press release here in the next couple of weeks announcing my involvement and new position with the USDA APHIS program as a where I really hope to be a liaison between the backyard chickeneers, if you want to call them, and the commercial farming, and try to help the worry on both ends and the accusations on both ends about disease. And, oh, no, you know, one's worried about, I have 100,000 chickens and they're going to get Merrick's because my neighbor four doors down now has some pet chickens. And then, of course, the pet chicken folks are saying, oh, no, disease are going to come from the commercial farms and the battery cages and the conditions there. So I'm really, really, I mean, honestly, looking forward to working with both ends of the scale here and trying to bring them together and have both ends understanding each other and being kind of the liaison and the middleman for that. I know it'll be a nice tightrope I'll have to walk there, but I'm really, really looking forward to that that position with the USDA. In fact, when I fly into New York on Friday, USDA APHIS is going to be picking me up from the airport. We got about an hour and a half drive, I think, from the airport to our hotel or where our first event is there in New York. And so we're going to be talking how we can work together to talk about biosecurity for birds and the pros and cons and the average word on the street from the backyard keeper based on, you know, USDA and big government, big brother like that. So I'm really in that position and how, you know, in a positive way, educate the backyard folks without having them worry about a big brother, you know, and that type of thing. So it's and so I'll just take all these recommendations and comments and concerns from the backyard chicken folks, and then I'll take them to the USDA, and then and we'll just kind of work that way. So I'm really, really looking forward to that position, which should be coming into play here in the next couple of weeks. So if you're just tuning in, folks, we are broadcasting live from Walton's Garden Center. And if you're local, you can come on out and see us at 8642 Garland Road. That's 8642 Garland Road in East Dallas, but Dallas, Texas. And you can give us a call to get directions at 214-321-2027. And waltonsgarden.com. You can go to their website, waltonsgarden.com, and take a look. Come on out. It's a really, really a beautiful facility here. I overheard there's been a nursery on this property for about 60 years, and they've been adding to it and adding to it. They have a beautiful facility now, all different types, not just plants, but lots of things for your backyard, front yard, and your garden. So we want you to want to come on out, whether you can come out during the live broadcast or if you're listening to the archive, come on out to Walton's Garden Center here. 8642 Garland Road. And what we're going to do now, Pat, is we're going to go to a short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to welcome Sherry Hitchcock, and she's kind of a coordinator with A Peep at the Coops, the Urban Coop Tour that's coming up Sunday, April 18th here in East Dallas. You're not going to miss. She's going to tell us all about that, what it took to kind of organize this, all the coops that are going to be on display, and this is a free tour. Unlike some of the others across the country, this tour is and because they work so well with all these great sponsors. In fact, they have a great raffle with some really awesome prizes she'll tell you about. So what we're going to do is go to a short commercial break. Broadcasting live from East Dallas, Texas, here on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647, or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poetry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you're just tuning in, we are broadcasting live in Dallas. We are at Gardens on the Chicken Whisperer tour. As most of you know, we started the tour off in St. Louis. Then we went down to Statesboro, Georgia, just north of Savannah. Then we were in Nashville this past weekend. We are now in Dallas. We'll be here till Thursday. Friday morning, we fly out, and we're heading to three events in New York, and we've got lots of things all week here in Dallas. And so we're really enjoying the great Big D hospitality here, having a great time, and we hope you are, too, listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Our special guest today is Sherry Pitcock, and she is kind of one of the organizers of A Peep at the Coops. Hang on just a second. Do what? Okay, let's see what kind of I'm hearing the okay, so MD Chick, you may actually have to refresh on that. That sounds like an issue that you may have on your end. Just go ahead and refresh the your player there, and you'll be able to hear it. If you're listening to a different show, then you may have clicked not the live show but yesterday's show. Refresh, and then it should start automatically. So Penny said her sound was buffering for a little while, but it came back, so no problems. Again, as most of our regular listeners know, we broadcast live on location all over the United States, and with every different location, we have a little bit of different issue here. Bear with us. But talking about A Peep, it's an urban coop tour here in East Dallas. It's Sunday, April 18, 2010, from 11 to 5. It is free, which is amazing. I don't know of another free tour, I don't think, across the United States, and they're relying on all of their great sponsors. They've got 12 coops, and they got T-shirts and a great raffle. And so without further ado, I want to welcome Sherry to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show. Welcome.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for picking us up at the hotel and providing some transportation out here to Walton's. And y'all can see us on the webcam in the chat room. Just click on the little webcam icon next to where it says Chicken Whisperer, and you'll be able to see everything that's going on. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you personally got involved raising backyard poultry, and then tell us about your company. You have your own kind of chicken-related company. Then we'll get into the tour information.
Yes. Well, I got started in chickens back in 1982, and the way that happened was I had an animal talent agency in Dallas, Texas, providing animals for movie shows. First job was a commercial for Pilgrim's Pride chickens. And so Bo Pilk with his white leghorn chickens for the commercial. And when we finished the spot that afternoon, he was not taking the chickens back with him. So I guess once they've been out of the farm, once you leave the farm, you can't go back. Anyway, the chickens stayed with me. And so I had a need for a coop and put one up quite quickly. Had chickens ever since.
That's what it started. It was kind of just dropped in your lap, if you will. And so, no, we absolutely can understand how if he brought some hens from his farm, he wouldn't want to take them back and possibly infect with biosecurity hazard thousands and thousands of other hens. So we can understand that. So no problem. And then let's talk about your own chicken business kind of here, other than that one that you had with Talon Agency, your business now.
Yes, I have a company now called the Custom Coop Company, and what we do is we build site-built coops. There are many, many people that build the mobile chicken coops. In fact, two people are doing coops to our coop tour this year, but what I specialize in is backyard coops for the urban coopster, and they are site-built, and they can be as elaborate as you want. They can match your architectural style of your house, or they can be simple little sheds that can be turned into garden sheds later if you, for some reason, decide not to keep chickens.
I've noticed that, too, in Atlanta, that we'll have folks come to us, and they won't want to incubate. They don't want to have a brooder. They basically want instant eggs in their backyard. They want to leave for work at 7 in the morning, and when they come home, they want to have the perfect little backyard chicken coop. And with laying hen and the coop that would match the color of their house, the siding of their house, with window boxes and things like that. And it's, I guess it's just kind of like, you know, landscaping. Most people can mow their own grass, but there's a lot of people who have landscape companies do all that for them. And this is kind of the same thing. I don't have the equipment nor really the talent to build my own coop. And so I would use and have used other people that do the living or on the side that have the tools, have the equipment, have the talent, and can build. So if someone brought you some plans that they really like, then you could go ahead and construct that for them if they had already picked something out.
Yes, exactly. We will build some plans. We will. I have a background in remodeling and design, and so I also design a lot of the coops. We're building one right in conjunction with the tour that is at a school. It's the recipient of our raffle and our sponsors, and that one that we're building has a living roof, which is very interesting. We're actually going to plant the roof and give the chickens some shade and maybe grow some greens that will end up in the chicken coop for the chickens.
That's amazing. Like, we have rooftop gardens that are now popping up all over the country for our own consumption of food, but now you're incorporating kind of a rooftop garden for on top of the chicken house that then you can actually give those greens to the chickens. That's a great idea. Absolutely. Now, have you had any requests for air-conditioned coops yet here in Dallas?
I actually am building one right now for an attorney. And when her came up, we were kind of making the, you know, going through the planning stages. And the neighbor said, "Will there be an air conditioner?" And I said, "No, there will not. Sorry, I don't think chickens need air conditioning here."
Wonderful. Because I know some people like to they'll have like lights and power and electricity, and they'll want to put heaters in there and things like that. So yep, absolutely. I just didn't know, being here in hot Texas, if there was a any need for air conditioner. So I had to ask that question. That's great. And let's talk a little bit about the coop tour that's coming up next. Let's see, Sunday, April the 18th, 2010, from 11 to 5. And you've got a great brochure here. It looks like we've got 11 coops that are on the tour. You've got a great map here. And we'll maybe read a little bit about some of these things. But you also have done a great job with sponsors and including the raffles surprises that you got. So first, let's tell us, when did the idea of a coop tour come to play in your mind? And then about how long has it taken to actually plan this wonderful tour?
Well, it started actually back in the fall with two of our committee members, Carolyn Bush and Margie Haley, had the idea for a coop tour. They got me involved, oh gosh, about 3 or 4 months ago, and we all just kind of ran with it. We've been planning it ever since. It's surprisingly quite a bit of work to put one of these on. For anyone that thinks about doing a coop tour, you might want to know that there is, you know, there's quite a bit involved to do it right. One thing we wanted to do after different coop tours around the country is we wanted to make ours have the beneficiaries, and we actually have two places that are receiving coops from us. One is a school called Stonewall Jackson School earlier. They also have a program for the deaf, for deaf children, and have raised chicks for many years, and sadly always had to give the chicks away when they reached, you know, pullet size. And so they're very excited to be one of our recipients this year. So our wonderful sponsors that we have gotten quite a bit of money for the coops and are selling our raffle, is all that money is going to creating this coop and also a mobile chicken tractor for a community garden. Community gardens throughout the country are now keeping chickens as well as part of the closed loop system with the gardening. It makes perfect sense. So we are doing a chicken tractor for our Savior Community Garden, which is in East Dallas as well.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. So it does take a lot of time to plan coop tour. We're planting one right now in Atlanta, and we're hoping to have about 30 coops. I think we're approaching that number right now. We had a coop tour in Austin, Texas yesterday, or I guess Saturday, the Funky Austin. This was their, I know they had a big turnout. I know Portland has a coop tour. Just amazing. So look, Vince, across the country, and if you're interested in doing it, I invite you to folks that are involved, so you don't miss as far as doing these. Now, I know on the way that we talked about security. I know that on Atlanta Coop Tour, walking inside the runs, getting in the car, going 2 miles down the road, getting out, and then walking in their coop and in their run. And so now we're trying to educate folks about biosecurity and things like that. Okay, it looks like we were breaking up a little bit, and I heard that in the back mic, so or my headphones. So that's fine. Hopefully, we'll be getting a little bit clearer here. And that's just the availability of the internet connection. So other than that, we break up on occasion. And we talked about that. So you kind of solved that problem. Kind of way in my mind, I was going to try to solve that problem. Tell us what y'all are going to be doing here with your coop tour to make sure you maintain biosecurity with people's coops.
Yes, what we decided was by not the people that come to view the coops, by not having them actually enter any of the coops, you solve that problem. I chose all the coops on our tour, and we are just doing 11 because we want people to spend time at each coop. And have the time to talk and visit and whatnot. And we are just doing East Dallas. There are coops all over the city. And so there's another coop tour, I think, in the works for Oak Cliff, Texas. But we decided to not have to keep everything needs to be viewed from outside. So you're not actually entering any coop or any run. So that's how we're handling it.
Okay, folks, if you were taking a look here. Well, the video is back up. We just had a little power surge or a glitch. Yep, so we're having to reconnect. So bear with us in the chat room. We'll get the video back up and get back connected to the server. No problems there. As long as we're coming in sound-wise, no problem. And as we reboot, we'll get the video back up. Tell us about some of these great. I'm looking at this big poster here, these raffles that we have. Tell us just some of the sponsors for the Coop Tour, including where we're at and broadcasting live today. And as I look over here, we've got some really great gift certificates and with lots of sponsors that you can do. I think it was $5 per raffle ticket or three, I think, for $12. But tell us about that and some of the things that they can win a raffle ticket.
Yes, wonderful sponsors. Our sponsors enabled us to put the coops up at the school and at the community garden. Some of our sponsors were Live Local East Dallas, MobileChickenCoops.com, the Custom Coop Company, iDesigns, Lowe's helped donate funds to build the coops, and of course Garden Center, where we're broadcasting from today, they were a major sponsor. We have Whole Foods in Lakewood, Backyard Poultry Magazine, they donated a couple of gift subscriptions and some t-shirts, Cobb Martinez Woodward, Garland Eye Associates, Professional Bank of Lakewood, and then some of our raffle items, two separate raffles. One is just for people that are having mobile coops, and we have two of those. One farm, chicken that he helps us all out with our meetup groups here. He actually has sold chickens to many of our meetup chicken people. He is donating a mobile coop to one of the raffles. And then we have MobileChickenCoops.com is also donating one, and these are going to be at our tour headquarters. So we encourage everyone to come by and see those and enter into that raffle. But those of you who do not need a mobile coop, we have a separate raffle with lots of items. Feeders, chicken feed, hand-painted chicken glassware with tea towels, gift certificates to restaurants, garden pots from Brumley Gardens. Walton's is donating five $50 gift certificates, which is very generous. Let's see, dog bathing certificates to get your dogs bathed. Whole Foods is doing a wonderful basket. We have about seven gift baskets that are just fabulous. Mother Earth News Magazine did a gift basket, one subscription to Mother Earth News Magazine. We actually have Andrea Wright out here with us today, who does Mother Earth News Radio. So she's here. So, but we do have many, many items, and we encourage everyone to buy raffle tickets.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Sherry, for coming on and, of course, for providing transportation for me out here to Walton's wonderful location. And we wish you all the luck in the world with your coop tour, a peep at the coops. Again, folks, that's going to be Sunday, April 18th, 2010, Sunday, April 2010, from 11 to 5. And is there a website they can go to?
It's apeepatthecoops.blogspot.com. We have maps on there, and you can pick up maps locally. It's apeepatthecoops.blogspot.com. We encourage everyone to go and get your map and come see us. It's free.
Absolutely. Free coop tour here in Dallas. Thank you very much for joining us today. Absolutely. We're going to go to a short commercial break. We come to try to squeeze in one or two more interviews here, folks. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Are you looking for a unique gift idea for that chicken, horse, or cattle lover? Well, look no further than Hoof and Hen Ranch. They provide necessary, helpful, unusual, and interesting products that relate to chickens, horses, and other animals and livestock. Located on a small farm in Beaumont, Texas, Hoof and Hen Ranch promises to deliver quality products and customer service to their customers. Place your order today at hoofandhenranch.com. That's hoofandhenranch.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much, folks, for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are broadcasting live from Walton's Garden Center here in Dallas, Texas, 8642 Garland Road in Dallas, Texas. Give them a call, 214-321-2387. Visit them online, waltonsgarden.com. Pat, you still with us today? Pat may have had herself on
mute. Whisper, I'm here. I had myself self-muted, but I am here. That was really an awesome interview with Cheryl. Boy, these chicken tours and coop tours are just popping up all across the country, which is fabulous. I bet they double from one year to the next. It's going to be exponential. Yeah.
I would suspect they double, too, and it's just a great family event, community event, brings the community together and educates people on the benefits of keeping backyard poultry. We've got about 6 minutes left, and I want to get squeeze in one more live interview here while I have the opportunity. And Misty Bailey, correct? And what she has just tremendous responsibility, I guess, about coming up on a year ago when we were backyard poultry meetup groups all across this great country and on the world. We started one here in Dallas. And as you know, someone living in Atlanta can't really successfully run a meetup group and really well like it should be. So, Misty, when I remember that we're members at that time. Oh, did I? Okay, a little bit broke up through that, so I'm doing my best. Folks, and again, if you're a first-time listener, when we broadcast out of the studio Monday through Friday, it's normally pretty much clear as a bell. But you have to bear with us and be understanding that when we broadcast live, we are at liberty of a lot of different things, weather, metal roofs, internet connection, broadband, BlackBerry connection, all of that kind of stuff. So just bear with us when we are on the road all across the country. We always try to upgrade equipment as we can and try to fix the problem. So if it is a little crackly, I apologize for that, but we are at liberty to all kinds of different elements when we're broadcasting live. But Misty Bailey is now and has been the organizer of the Dallas Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. And I think that website is meetup.com/Dallas Backyard Poultry. And Bailey with a B, Misty yeah, Bailey with a B, Pat. And she doing a great job promoting the events. Tonight's event from 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday's event 6:30 to 8:30. I know tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting also here in Dallas, and so we just wanted to talk to her a little bit. Number one, say thank you for becoming the organizer of the group, and just let us tell us a little bit what she's doing with the group right now. So, Misty, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having
me. And if you'll just speak up just a little bit so we can all hear you. So you've been doing this for a while now, which is great. What's your favorite part about being the organizer of the meetup group here in Dallas?
Bringing everyone together to learn new things about chickens I didn't know before.
Yeah, absolutely. And the meetup's grown. I think we're coming up on 170 members here, I think, in Dallas, which is great. And y'all are really active. Y'all have meetup groups all over the Dallas area. Tell us some of the meetups y'all have had in the past.
Most recently, we had Chicken Health and Illnesses, and that was at North Haven Gardens. And we have had a tour of Bagnese Farms to see how chickens, ducks, and geese. Upcoming, we are going to have a meetup more on a beginning chicken raising and also on how to chickens. A lot of here in the group raise them, but there are some who have more property and the ability to raise more chicken for food. And so we'll be doing that. And we also have a local writer at the Dallas Morning News named Mariana Green, and she will be speaking to the group. She has her own chickens. She's part of the coop tour that's coming up, and she'll also be talking to everyone in June. And we'll probably also tour another farm, Free Farm Southwest, in the summer, because they raise chickens, goats, and cows as well, and everything is free range.
Perfect. We've noticed that, too, with the Atlanta group and a lot of the other meetup groups across the country that initially, you know, we saw that it was pets and eggs and compost and insect control and manure. But more and more people now thought they never would want to do that. They're thinking, you know what, maybe I will kind of at least go to the class and see how to cull properly and get these chickens for meat and to eat. If they may never do it, but at least they want that education of how to process their backyard chickens if they choose to, or maybe a lot of them are actually getting. And I would say probably it's still a small percentage, I'm sure, with your group too. There are probably 1,000 members, we have 10 that actually are currently doing it. But we also are on our chat blog. A lot of people are looking like, you know, maybe I will like to take that class if it comes around, just so I have the knowledge, even though I may and actually not jump into it right away. So we've noticed that across the board, too. Now that they've been keeping chickens for a couple of years, they want that knowledge or education if they have to do it. You know, if it hits the fan or something should happen, they want to be, again, it goes to being more self-sustainable, even though they don't want to think about eating Petunia or Patsy or Precious, but they know that possibly that they want to do it the right way if they need to. So Misty with the Backyard Dallas Backyard Culture Meetup Group, thank you very much for letting us interview today.
Thank you.
And thank you for all your hard work. Okay, folks, let me get the mic back into the stand here. And we've got about a minute, so we're going to go ahead and tell everybody, number one, thank you very much for listening today. And again, please, as we're on the road, we're on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Disregarding this, a lot of air when we're on the road broadcasting live to the Ark and see what's there tomorrow's show and the next show. And make sure you click on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer. You can go to chickenwhisperer.net, get all your Chicken Whisperer gear. Also, want to thank Sherry Hickok talking to us about a peep at the Coops, which, again, the Coop Tour right here in Dallas, Sunday, April 18th, 2010, from 11 to 5. Want to make sure it is free, so there's no reason why you shouldn't come out and get educated on keeping backyard some of these before you start, you know, complaining about them and see exactly what we're talking about. And tune in again tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 Central, since we are here in Dallas. And come on out tonight, 6:30 to 8:30, for a two-hour workshop with the Chicken Whisperer. Thanks so much for listening. Pat?
Yeah, okay. Well, great show. And, of course, in closing, thanks again to all our sponsors for their support. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks to the Walton's Garden Center for hosting today's live show. And, of course, thanks to Cheryl Hickok for organizing the Austin Coop Tour coming up. Great interview. And Andy, we hope that thanks for bringing us together, and we really hope to see those new cowboy boots and a 10-gallon chicken-billed hat.
Absolutely, Pat. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, folks. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.